Sorry, good morning. We'll just open it up to questions.
I guess where it starts is really injuries. Hauschka was an added into the injury report yesterday. Mm-hmm. Is he in jeopardy of missing the game?
No, he looks good. He's moving in the right direction. Just a little bit of soreness yesterday.
I feel like this is the first big crisis of your first year as a head coach.
I don't look at it as a crisis. I don't. I look at it as making decisions that are in the best interest of the team, and about winning now and in the future.
The decision to stay the course as far as your schedule this week and not adjust to the West Coast, how much of that was from Andy, your time with Andy Reid, mm-hmm. and how much of it was your own study, or was it a little of each?
A little bit of each, Vic. It was the schedule emulates some of what Andy's done in different trips. From a line item standpoint, from an order standpoint, Andy's gone, you know, one day, 2 days. This is a lot of research by our staff and also trying to keep our guys into a routine where they can sleep at home, sleep in their own beds, and, we'll approach it as a normal game.
Is Cordy Glenn going to be able to play, Coach?
At this point, he's going to be out today, so, you know, we'll just see. So he's not going to practice today.
What about Mike Tolbert? He was out there.
Similar. Yeah, he's in that same bucket as Cordy.
Are you confident in Cadet's abilities behind him?
Absolutely.
What have you seen from him? He had experience with him.
Cadet-wise?
Yeah.
Right. No, he's I mentioned this the other day. You know, he looks very comfortable in the system and the scheme and from a running standpoint and also the passing game, you know. So he's got a wealth of knowledge from that standpoint. It looks very comfortable.
The quarterback change certainly deflected attention away from the worst defensive performance in 10 years by this team. When you were making that decision, did you think of that at all? Like, people are going to think I'm trying to change the subject here, turn the attention away from my defense.
I did. I mean, I looked at everything. You know me by now. I'm thorough in my approach, methodical decision maker. So, you know, I weighed everything. And like I said before, it's not about one person or one player. It's never about that. It's about us as a team. And, yeah, we've got to get better. You mentioned the defense. We have to get better. And there's a lot of guys that they've taken ownership of that. I've taken ownership of that. And we're hard at work at that right now.
So you didn't care. I mean, you knew how it would look, and it's like you're still going to make what you thought was best for the team.
Absolutely.
A couple other injuries. Zay Jones and Jerry Hughes, what are their outlooks for Sunday?
Zay looks good. He should be full today. And you mentioned Jerry. Was that it? Jerry's he's heading in the right direction. He'll be limited today, but I liked what he did yesterday when he did practice.
Coach also limited Jordan and Charles.
Yeah, they'll be limited today also along with Jerry. So they're moving in the right direction as well. We'll just monitor those as well as Jerry moving forward here.
Coach, what about EJ Gaines?
Same. Yeah, same. He's going to be, he looked good yesterday. He'll be bumped up a little bit today, and we'll see how he comes out of practice.
Coach, how is Nathan, progressing throughout the week? I mean, his first week is preparing as a
Yeah, well, he prepares. You know, the great part about our guys is they prepare every week like they're the starters, even though they may not be, because they know they're one snap away. And when you prepare that way, when your name is called, you're ready to go. And you've seen that over the course of our season already with different guys that have stepped in and stepped up. Nathan, no different. He's prepared all season long like he's the starter, and that's what you have to do. And so he's had a great week. He looks sharp and crisp, and we've had a great week as a team.
How has the rhythm with his wide receivers and his targets come about this week, just from what you've seen? It seemed like Sunday when you got in there, he threw a quick pass to Kelvin, and it kind of bounced off his hands. It's probably a catch he usually makes, but maybe he's not used to Nathan's a zip or anything like that. So I guess the rhythm with his wide receivers this week, has that progressed in a good enough direction, you think?
It has. You know, obviously, he has not had the time – maybe that Tyrod had up to this point with some guys. Now other guys he's had more time, in fact, with. So he's thrown a number of balls through practice up to this point in time with these receivers, and I'm confident in, you know, the more opportunities he gets, the more comfortable they'll get together.
Coach, you look back at the rookie class, now that Nathan's going in, you got Zay and the contributions he's made recently, of course, Dion, Matt Milano, and of course Trey, what he's done. Did you anticipate this class being where they are right now? Obviously, you couldn't anticipate the quarterback change necessarily, but just kind of the contributions this class has made for you so far.
Well, that's why you draft these guys. That's why you do the research you do. Our scouts are out there now, you know, busting their tail trying to find the next group to add to this group. And so we just keep adding. We keep building with our type of guys that have our type of DNA, as you've heard me say before. And this is, you know, the foundation we're building towards, you know, what we want to become and where we're going. So I'm you know, very happy with the draft class this year in terms of their contributions and the way they've attacked this season.
How are you trying to help Nathan with the nerves of making a first start? Because I'll start somewhere. I mean, he's playing the most important position out there.
Well, you go back to your process. You go back to your routine. And, you know, he's started games before. He's won games before. You know, when you go through the scouting process, you try and get a feel for not only the player but the person, and that's all part of the evaluation, Joe, with all of our players, including our draft class, as Sal mentioned, and now Nathan, as you mentioned. You know, who are you dealing with? Who's the patient? What are they all about? He's extremely poised, and he's got a good balance, and so and a great support system with his family. So, you know, he's in a good place.
What percentage of the problems against the run do you think, especially with the D-line, is physically just getting beaten at the line of scrimmage, and what percentage is schematic as you've studied the issues here?
Well, I would say it's, you know, if you break it down into 33%, a third, a third, a third, basically, you know, and you say a third of it is, hey, do we have them in the right position? A third of it is technique and fundamentals, and then the other third is, hey, at times we're just, you know, we're getting whipped, and we've got to whip the other guy. And we've done that. We've shown we can do that. We did it all the way up until the Oakland game. I think we were top five, give or take, on run defense. So you got to go back and reestablish the standard and retrain the fundamentals. And that's what we've done, and we'll continue to do that. Good wake-up call for us, you know. All good teams, every good team goes through some of these type of moments.
Yeah, so also only had 4 sacks in 6 games. Do you think you need to give that front four a little more help in that regard?
Well, you know, that's, again, going back and reteaching, where do we get off track? And so just when you can go back and put the tape back on, Jerry, with when we did get after the quarterback, how have we gotten off track? So, again, you go back and reteach the fundamentals because we have shown an ability to rush the passer, and we've got to get back to it.
You've got Mike Waffle, longtime position coach, working with this group. I know it's a collective effort of the coaching staff, and you don't leave it to one guy, but how do you sort of identify what your expectation is of his role in this? Like, what do you want him to achieve in the course of this, as you say, retraining or whatever it is? That it's putting a lot, it's certainly putting a lot on all of you, but position coach especially.
Well, you know, you go through, as a staff, you go through moments like this where you've got to, and this is our first time as a staff, you know, we've all come from some different places, and at the same time, this is why you have an experienced staff, and they've been through this before. So, you know, I've been through it before in my around 20 years in the NFL, and it may not be the last time you go through it. So you bank on that experience and sticking together, identifying the problems and attacking the problems the best way you know how, which is, again, going back and reteaching, going back and reestablishing the standard of what we expect.